Good morning, afternoon, or evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Craig Michael Patrick, and this is Career Chat. Jared Summers is a 2005 Miami University alumni with a major in marketing and a passion for public service. Jared is the deputy program manager for low-rate initial production in the Joint Strike Fighter program. So we asked Jared if he'd share some time with us to explain how he landed a position in government service.
I actually am a 2005 graduate here at Miami University, marketing major. I was looking for opportunities within the government while still here. Unfortunately, the timetables and the time it took a few years ago to land a government job was a factor in my finding federal employment. I unfortunately was unable to secure the federal job that I was really looking for before graduation, but still had an awesome opportunity with a private company down in Cincinnati. After working there for a few months, I actually did get a call from the recruiter that I interviewed with here at Miami, asking me if I was still interested in the job, and I was. The job was a Palos Acquire internship program, which is not a typical internship program as some would think, like a summer type job for experience. It is actually a structured career ladder program that the Department of the Air Force offers for civilian employees in certain career fields, such as business and engineering and others. It's an awesome opportunity because it's a very structured program with rapid promotions. It also highly focuses on experience, education, and really improving the depth and breadth and the ability of the person through gradually increasing the level of responsibilities. A wonderful opportunity that I was very excited to land. However, today it's a lot easier to get a government job, and the Career Services Center here will be able to help a lot in the job search and guiding students. Some primary means of that is usajobs.gov, which is an excellent resource to really search and see what is available out there for students, not only if they're applying for a typical internship program, like a summer job after their sophomore or junior year looking for experience, or a entry-level government job. Both are available to be searched for on usajobs.gov. So I would highly encourage students to take the time to peruse the website, see what kind of opportunities are out there, and to see something and try and find something that will spark their interest. It's a very user-friendly website where they can refine the search down to a very specific category, whether it be interest, location. Another great resource for students is actually the Partnership for Public Service, makingadifference.org. I would also encourage students to review that page. There's a lot of information, whether it be the academic career guides. Those are found on the website. They offer insights to students in different career fields of what exactly their opportunities are with the government. A lot of times people aren't sure or are unaware of how many opportunities there really are within the different academic disciplines. So that is a good place to go to really when you're beginning your search to do research on what types of jobs or keywords to actually be looking for. They also have an interactive database where you can search for internship positions, which I would encourage them to utilize. There's also another website, bestplacestowork.org, that students can check out to really get an idea for what agencies and organizations are out there and what the work culture is like at each of the individual agencies. In addition to bestplacestowork.org, usa.gov is another great resource for students to go out there. It's a alphabetical listing A to Z of every federal agency and organization out there. I believe that anyone whose first trip to that website will be amazed at just how many different federal agencies there are out there, which is an excellent opportunity because no matter what you're interested in, no matter what you're passionate about, honestly, there is a government agency out there that is the right fit for you.
So there are plenty of opportunities in the government to find the right fit for you, but hold that thought for a second. Jared mentioned a program he engaged in called Palace of Choir, so we asked him to embellish on that point just a skosh.
That is an entry-level career ladder program that brings recent college graduates, both at the undergrad and the graduate level, into federal service. That is an Air Force-specific program that more information can be found off afpc.randolph.mil for opportunities. Or there's also an extensive recruiting campaign, so check with your career services to see if an Air Force recruiter is coming to Miami anytime soon. While that is an Air Force-specific program, the Army and the Navy have very similar career ladder programs. I would encourage students to go to the individual agency websites, click under careers to exactly see what kind of entry-level opportunities they have as well.
So, rewind. Again, plenty of opportunities for students to pilot themselves into government employment. But this led us to ask Jared, what are some of the challenges students face when applying for government positions?
In the past, applying for government positions has been a very long, drawn-out process with limited communication between the applicant and the employer. That has really changed, especially recently, with the new administration and the change in leadership at OPM. There's been a real stress on improving that communication. There are now four steps within the hiring process that the communication is supposed to happen from the employee to from the employer to the applicant, which is very important. So that way you understand and know that they received your application and you know exactly where in the hiring process they are. So that is great for the applicant. That is something that has recently changed. They've also made significant advances in reducing the time it takes to bring on an applicant. As I mentioned, it took over 6 months when I originally applied for anything to happen back in 2005. That is not the case today. They are hiring at a much faster pace. 40 to 60 days is not uncommon. One of the challenges for students or new applicants to government work is just really understanding the process in general, understanding how to use usajobs.gov. Federal career resumes are different than private sector resumes, and that's something that's very important for students to know. A federal resume is much longer than a private sector counterpart, so it's very important for students to really elaborate all the experience they've had, whether it be in school, leadership opportunities at school, or other jobs they've had outside, whether it be internships or just summer work. There's a lot of experience that they can draw on and capabilities they can offer, so it's important to highlight all of those in their resumes. Another one of the challenges for students or new hires in applying for government jobs is really just knowing what's out there and what's available. Some of the resources I've mentioned, usajobs.gov, usa.gov, really provides a wealth of information on agencies that are out there, locations, opportunities. So I'd highly encourage students to start their search there. If they find agencies that their mission really resonates with them, something they believe they can get passionate about, I would encourage them then to explore the individual agency websites to get more information, whether that be DHS.gov, FBI.gov, etc. There's a wealth of knowledge there that talks about all the different career fields that they offer, opportunities, and etc. So that's another great resource. Also, makingadifference.org has a lot of information as well where students can really begin their search. As a challenge really is just knowing what's available. So the more information, the better. Another is really just understanding the importance of keywords and different acronyms and et cetera that are prevalent throughout the government. OPM.gov is a great place to go to really understand the individual career fields. Once you have narrow down the agency and the type of work you've wanted to do, going and reading typical position descriptions that can be found at opm.gov is another great resource for students to take time researching to really understand the key words, the type of experience, and the type of responsibilities that are associated with different titles in the government. Ensuring that those keywords and those experiences are represented in their public sector resume will also be very helpful and will help them along in the process.
So at this point, we understand some of the challenges students encounter when applying for government employment. But what are some of the benefits of working for the government as opposed to, say, the private sector?
There are actually many reasons why I prefer working for the public sector over the private sector. A few of them are you get real-world experience very early in your career. You get to work with a high degree of independence and autonomy. You work on issues of national scope and represent our government instead of private interests. I've been very fortunate to have wonderful opportunities so far in my career to really go out and make a difference, to make an impact on day one. My very first job was actually running a small program. So I was responsible for the outcome and the deliverables, and at the end of the day, I was making a difference, which is it's just an absolute great feeling. I spoke about all the many different agencies there are. The beauty of all those different agencies is there's really something out there that you can get passionate about for everyone. And so I would encourage people or individuals to really go do research and then think about it. Think about what the mission is, the mission statement is for, you know, a private sector, a public sector job, and really ask, you know, the recruiters or for more information on how you are personally going to help impact or deliver to that mission statement. I think you will find that when you talk to a you know, anyone in the public sector, they can trace back exactly how they're making a difference and how their contributions lead to the direct accomplishment of that mission statement. And I think that is just a very important and very rewarding part of government service. The benefits are also another reason why public service is so great. They really value education. So if furthering your education is something that's important to you, I would highly recommend looking at the public sector, as often they will either pay completely or help pay for advancing degrees, whether it be a master's, PhD, etc. Many government agencies will also pay off student loans if you have existing federal student loans. So that's something to really ask about, which is an excellent opportunity. We also focus on work-life balance, whereas in the private sector, for some entry-level jobs, you might be working really long hours. Typically, we'll not find that in the public sector. That's not to say that we're not working very hard and the work is not very important. It's just that we understand the work-life balance and understand how important maybe family or travel or something else is to individuals. So we're very flexible in terms of work schedules and leave and everything else. The rest of the benefits package is also outstanding, and it's something really to take a good hard look at, whether that's retirement benefits with matching contributions to our TSP, which is a 401k equivalent, whether it be retirement, health benefits, et cetera. It's a really comprehensive benefits package that really benefits the employee, and it's a huge plus to working for the government.
And finally, we asked Jared for any advice he'd like to share with students.
I would really encourage students to start looking around their sophomore and junior year for summer internship opportunities with the government. That is something that I really wish I was more aware of back when I was in college. Once you get your foot in the door with the government, if there's something you're really passionate about, it makes it much easier to get a follow-on full-time position. Also, the opportunities with the government, even as a summer employee, are very rewarding. It gets back to, you'll get that real-world experience, hands-on, working with a high degree of independence and autonomy. You'll really be making a difference, even as a summer intern, which is something that you may or may not in the private sector. Going out there and having responsibility, having your own budget, being the face of the government to private sector, to other governments, is just a huge rewarding opportunity that you can start now between your sophomore and junior or your junior and senior years. It's just an amazing opportunity.
Jared Summers' visit to Miami University was sponsored by a generous grant from the Annenberg Speakers Foundation and organized by the Partnership for Public Service and Clark Kelly of MU Career Services. Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Career Services.
And this is what I call a target-rich environment.